This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. And people say to me, John, that can't be. What do you mean I can weigh any weight I choose? And I will tell you that's exactly right, and you can do it. And once you get the hang of it, it is the simplest thing in the whole world. Let me tell you again, I do not want a penny of your money. Now, when I say you can't do it by dieting, everybody tells you, diet and exercise, diet and exercise. I will tell you that's a waste of time. Not that exercise is bad, exercise is good. Will it enable you to permanently lose weight? Not a chance. Statistically, something like 97% of everybody who goes on any diet in the whole world will eventually gain the weight back. So your odds aren't good. Now, if you want to go pay people money for diets or go to meetings or buy foods, that's fine. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just saying be aware of the odds. The odds are almost impossible. Actually, I think that 97% is low because I don't know anybody personally who's lost weight on a permanent basis. Now, let me tell you how simple this is. First of all, there is no obesity crisis. That's nonsense. The problem is, and it's so simple, is that you made yourself fat. Didn't want to, but you did. And why would you have done that? Logically, if you think it's crazy, because you will tell me, John, I hate what I weigh. I can't stand it. It's driving me crazy. It's ruining my life. My health is bad. My social life is a disaster. And I'll say to you, why did you make yourself fat? And you don't know how to answer the question. Because it's so obvious, it's so clear. You felt a need, and here's the answer. You felt a need to put food in your mouth. A lot of food, more than you needed for nourishment, because that need was more important to you than remaining thin. You don't even want to hear this. You want to blame the food. You want to blame the fast food restaurants. You want to blame cornstarch. You want to blame everything in the whole world. But I will tell you, you had no choice. I'm not absolving you or attempting to absolve you of any sin. The reality is you had no choice. You had an emotional need to put that food in your mouth, which is far more powerful than your intellectual desire to remain thin. Look, the food didn't jump in your mouth. Accept that. You put it there. You knew exactly what you were doing. You knew you were making yourself fat, and you couldn't stop it. That's really the problem. And if you think about it, that's exactly where you are. Why is dieting nonsense? Well, once you understand and accept the fact that it was a need you felt to put all your food in your mouth, what dieting does is attempt to deprive you of putting food in your mouth that you emotionally feel you need. That's the problem. And if you ever lost weight, which is a term I really don't like to use, but if you lost weight for a while, chances are almost 100% you gained it back. Now, why would you do that? And I'm going to tell you something that is so obvious, but you don't want to hear it, and you don't believe it. You are emotionally comfortable being fat. Say, John, that's crazy. I can't stand being fat. Yes, but you will never let yourself weigh less. Because of the weight you're at, you have found that you can put enough food in your mouth to satisfy that emotional need and maintain a steady weight. But if you weighed 200 or 220 and you ever lost 30 pounds, you couldn't wait to dig in and eat or pull all that food in your mouth. Remember, I rarely use the term eat, because putting food in your mouth is not simply for nourishment. When it's emotional, it's to satisfy an emotional need, your emotional need for food, to put it in your mouth. That's not just eating. You can call it eating. I call eating something for nourishment. So keeping in mind that 97% of people, at least 97% of everybody who loses weight gains it back. Remember, people say, I'm struggling with my weight. I'm struggling with my weight. Let me tell you, folks, you are not struggling with your weight. Your weight is a symptom. It is a result of you putting too much food in your mouth. You're not struggling with your weight. You're struggling with the fact that you can't stop putting all the food in your mouth. Why? Because it makes you emotionally uncomfortable. You are unhappy unless you put all that food in your mouth. Now, what I'm going to tell you, and it's so simple, it solves the whole problem. It's revolutionary. There's no dieting, there's no exercise. Imagine that, and it's free. Hard to believe. Well, that's true. You know, one of my listeners emailed me and asked me why I do the podcast. I do this all for free. I don't want any of your money, and I will tell you. Because it is a problem that so many people are so fat. And everything you heard is nonsense from everybody else. Diet and exercise. Have this diet. Do this diet. Go to this meeting. Give me some of your money. That's what everybody says. Watch my TV program. The chance of you weighing less is very close to zero through dieting. Remember, you are not struggling with your weight. You are struggling with the need you feel to put the food in your mouth. What I'm going to tell you how to do is eliminate the need. And you have difficulty with this because the only perception you have of the world through eating is the need you feel to put all the food in your mouth. You can't imagine being without it. You can't imagine that life could be so simple that when you walk by an ice cream store or a candy store, you have absolutely no desire to put that food in your mouth. Why? Because you know it will eventually make you unhappy. Yes, I know it tastes good for the few seconds it's in your mouth, but look at all the permanent damage it's done. Look what happened to you so far. You know it's going to do it. What I'm suggesting is something completely different than anyone else has ever told you. It is revolutionary, and it's so simple. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate the need you feel to put food in your mouth, and you'll be just fine. You can't accept that because you can't believe it's real. I will tell you, folks, it is not only real, it is so simple that you will end up crying. Say, oh, this whole thing has been a mistake. I never should have gained all the weight. I never should weigh 200 or 200 or 300 pounds more than you do, or 50 pounds or 20 pounds. Don't believe people when they tell you that you're going to lose weight. I'm not telling you you're going to lose weight. I'm telling you you can become a person who weighs anything you want. That's different from losing weight. When you say you lost 20 pounds, let's say you weighed 220 before you started, and you went down to 200. If you say you lost 20 pounds and you are still emotionally a person who weighs 220 pounds and you temporarily lost weight, that's not where we're going. We're going to say, I've become a person who weighs 200 pounds. It's not just articulating the words, it's what you do and what you feel. And I'm going to teach you all that for free because it's important and nobody else is doing it. Everybody's giving you a bunch of nonsense. Do I have a diet for you? No. You know why? Because once you eliminate the emotional need to put all the food in your mouth, intellectually you figure out what makes you happy. When you go into a candy store or a restaurant or any place where food's involved, you will end up saying to yourself, you know, if I put all this food in my mouth, I'll make myself unhappy because I'll gain weight and I don't want to gain weight. You will then say to yourself, I'm not going to have that food. Not because it's bad for you, not because it's not something you want, because you don't care. It's just food. You're removing the emotional component of the issue. So when you look at any kind of food, it is just food. It will not give you an emotional kick. It will not give you an emotional high. It's that simple. And once you no longer care about the food for anything other than nourishment, it's just food. That's how we're going to eliminate it. That's how you're going to solve all your problems. And I will tell you again, you can weigh anything you want to weigh. And if you don't believe me, stick with me. Again, I don't want any of your money. Listen to my podcast. Go on my website, emotionalchange.com. That's why I call it emotional change, because I've learned how to change people's emotions about food and probably other things, but primarily food. I am teaching you how to change your emotional look at food. And once you do, you won't need the food. Think of it. Once you don't need the food, you're free. You're free to weigh anything you want because you don't care. You don't care about the food. It's just food. How it makes you feel when it goes into your mouth will become irrelevant. Folks, stick with me. Go to my emotionalchange.com. Read my daily experiences. I think there's probably 70 of them. Daily experiences. Look at them. Those are things people go through in real life. Listen to the podcasts. It's free. And I promise you, if you do what I say to you, ask you to do and tell you to do, you will be able to weigh anything you want. If you weigh 300 and you want to weigh 200, done. 200, you want to weigh 150, done. It is that simple. It is that revolutionary. Give it a try. You have nothing to lose. This is John Thomas. We'll talk again on another podcast. Bye.